Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
He's gone.
Just wanted to get something for the morning sickness.
So my patient is not pregnant?
I could find patients for a clinical trial.
I don't wish you getting your hopes up.
My hopes are not up.
You haven't slept with her yet, have you?
You know what's better than sex?
What?
Anticipation. You are a crass, predatory ape of a man who just happens to be a decent surgeon.
Any chance you people want to get a drink with me?
She's saying she needs a friend.
There's this person in my head. She is brilliant, capable. She can do chest tubes and craniotomies. She can run a code without freaking out. She's a really good surgeon. Maybe even a great surgeon. She's me. Only so much better.
This is good news. It reflects well on Seattle Grace.
Yes, sir.
Is Yang gonna have a problem with it?
I'd say so.
And I'm afraid I'll never become this person in my head because something keeps getting in my way.
What's getting in your way?
Every time Derek walks into a room, all I can think about is his tongue in my mouth.
So you think about kissing Derek?
It's making surgery very difficult. So I need some tools to help me stop. I need some therapy tools so that I can move on.
Sure you want to move on?
Well, we have our fifth clinical trial patient today. And the first four, we've learned a lot, but we haven't saved one. And I really want to save one. So I can't be distracted by things like tongues. So I need the tools. Now.
You're having fantasies about Derek. The only way to get rid of them is to remind yourself of the reality.
Which is?
You tell me.
The kissing's not going to happen now because he's with Rose.
Powerful stuff, reality.
Good morning.
There's something I wanted to say to you last night, but by the time I thought of it, you were gone, and it's not my intention to torture you. It's just not a thing I take lightly. The sex with the new guy.
Rose, it's okay. It's like I said last night, I respect that.
No, this is not the thing I wanted to say. The thing I wanted to say is... I'm with the weight.
Has Christina seen it?
Not yet. She's gonna freak. Take it down.
You can't take it down.
Take it down. Take it down. She never has to know.
She's gonna hear about it.
Who's gonna hear about what?
What is going on?
Nothing.
Nothing. Izzy, move your hand. Oh, come on.
Come on, move it.
Good for him. No one wins the Harper Avery. I mean, obviously someone wins the Harper Avery one person once a year, but that's like no one. And Burke won it. That is so weird. We know someone who won the Harper Avery. You look like crap.
Joe, let me pick up some shifts at the bar.
You're working at the bar?
Do me a favor. Talk to Meredith. See if she'd be okay if Rebecca moved in for a couple of weeks.
What?
Yeah, well, we're gonna get our own place, but it's gonna take me a while to save up for a security deposit.
She's married.
Yeah, well, she's leaving her husband. She's telling him right now.
Okay, but what about her kid?
I don't know. It's a mess right now, but we're figuring it all out. Look, just ask Mayor. I'll do it myself, but I don't want to put her on the spot.
Alex, wait.
She's pregnant. She's knocked up. Look, just talk to Meredith.
Sorry I'm late.
Just getting started.
Darren, Mr. Cunningham. Hi, I'm Dr. Gray.
Jonathan Abbott. I've been treating Darren over at the VA. So glad that you were able to get him into the clinical trial.
So you're going to inject a virus into my son's brain?
Nothing brain dead in the tumor.
The theory is that the virus will attack the tumor and shrink it.
Well, does it work? Has anybody gotten better?
No. But with each patient, we learn, make adjustments. Still, there's an enormous amount of risk involved.
It's okay. He survived 2 tours in Afghanistan. He's used to risk. Sir. Mr. Covington.
Todd.
Your dad called me.
What'd you doing? Call my whole platoon, Dad?
You gonna beat this? Need your friends by your side.
Ow! Dr. Sloan? Hey, I got a baby out here that needs to get to daycare.
Dr. Bailey. Dr. Bailey's baby.
It appears Nurse Tanya is no longer available for your liposuction on Mr. Bamberger at 10. Shall I cancel the procedure?
No, don't cancel. Give me another nurse. Give me Kate.
Dr. Torres, Dr. Sloan would like to use Nurse Kate this morning. Currently, she's scheduled for your arthroplasty, but if you're willing to move it back an hour, perhaps she could do both. Ow! Dr. Torres, I know you're in there.
Yeah, fine. Just an hour later or earlier, whatever. Hey, Doc.
Don't touch me, Bailey.
Who would like to present?
Kara Marshall, history of end-stage cardiomyopathy and COPD, now awaiting a heart transplant. But her antibody levels were so elevated, she was in danger of rejecting any donor heart.
And so how did we counteract that?
We've been giving her high levels of chemotherapy to suppress her immune system.
And what precautions have we taken to make sure that she is not exposed to any infection?
She's in a clean room, a sterile environment, with strict isolation protocols.
Which are? Yang, am I boring you? Because if you'd rather spend the day in the morgue, I have about 50 cadaver hearts that need to be harvested for my research. So, Kira Marshall's protocol.
I would love to go to the morgue. Thank you. Do I have to go?
She's your resident. Let Yang be an example to all of you. There is no shame in grunt work. Now, let's meet our mom in a plastic bubble.
Get me out of here, Lucas. I need to get out of here. Get them to let me out of here.
Can you calm down?
You said I'd have a heart in 3 weeks, and it's been 8. It has been 8 weeks without touching another human being. And I don't want
to... Kira, listen to me.
No!
Kira, you need to listen to me.
I want to live. I want to hug my kids, and I want to kiss my husband, and oh God, I'm quite crazy in here.
Kira, come here. Kira, take my hand. Kira, take my hand. You are going to leave here soon. That is what I came to tell you. We have a heart for you. We have a heart.
Page me, Chief.
Human resources called. As of this morning, the nurses are boycotting your surgeries.
I haven't done anything to the nurses. Well, nothing that can get us sued.
Well, whatever you did, they felt strongly enough about it that they sent their union. Adele?
Hello, Richard. Dr. Sloan.
Wait, your wife's the union goon?
Nurse mediator, Dr. Sloan. And you know Wayne Sheehan from Human Resources?
How did you get...
Adele used to be a nurse. Apparently, she's gotten back into the field.
That's right, Richard. I'm not just a housewife anymore. There have been some complaints about Dr. Sloan. Complaints of a sexual nature. Complaints which this hospital has, up until now, ignored.
Hey, everything I did was consensual. In fact, some of them even begged for it.
Sloan.
No formal harassment complaints have been filed. However, the board has decided to aggressively protect itself from possible future litigation. So, as of today, if a hospital employee is having a sexual relationship with another employee, they have got to register it. 3 other hospitals in the state are already implementing policies like this.
It's called date and tell.
This is some kind of joke?
Do you want to wait until you have a $20 million lawsuit on your hands?
Fill out the form.
Chief,
shut up and fill out the damn form.
And you too, Richard.
Lindell, what's going on?
I've been talking about getting recertified for years. I finally went and did it.
Look, if you needed more money, all you had to do was...
I don't need more money. I have 50% of yours. What I need is to be taken seriously. I'm working. I'm loving it. I've changed.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. You know, I've changed too.
How?
I'm spending more time at home. I'm delegating.
I've heard that before.
No, I've gotten myself an intern. My own intern. The chief's intern. Changed. Feels good, doesn't it?
Dr. Yang, are you okay? I just wanted to check because you passed a really awesome transplant case with Dr. Han and I. Is this about the thing with Dr. Burke? I know that you two were together and...
I made it through the wilderness. Somehow I made it through. Didn't know how lost I was until I found you. I was beat, incomplete.
Should I be doing something?
I'd been had. I was sad and blue, but you made me feel. Yeah, you made me feel shiny and new. Like a virgin.
Hey!
Touched for the very first time. Like a
I'll just go upstairs and go. Charlie.
Like a virgin.
We need to get aggressive with the virus.
If we inject the tumor in two sites, we can actually saturate it and have a real impact. Okay, now needle number one will go into the tumor here by the middle cerebral artery. Needle number two goes right here. Now, for the virus to take full effect, we need to inject it at exactly the same time.
Same time?
Mm-hmm. Your needle number two. Don't be nervous. We're going to practice. Now, we'll use the fluorazine to help us isolate the tumor from the surrounding tissue. Okay. Now, remember, we have to be completely in sync. Okay? Let me know when you're ready.
O'Malley.
Oh, hey, Chief.
What are you doing?
Running labs for Meredith.
Running labs for Meredith? Does that sit right with you? George O'Malley running labs?
Well, I'm Meredith's intern, sir.
Well, it doesn't sit right with me. I've been watching you, O'Malley, and frankly, I'm worried. A guy like you can't get too comfortable. A guy like you needs a challenge. Needs change.
Now that you mentioned, I had been feeling a little unchallenged.
You're George O'Malley. What would you think about being my intern? The chief's intern.
The chief's intern?
George O'Malley. Intern to the chief.
George O'Malley, intern to the chief?
Yes.
Is that even a real thing?
It is if I say it is.
You like princesses?
Yeah, sure.
When you take out Mommy's broken heart, what happens?
Well, we're going to put her on a heart-lung machine. It's like the Snow White when she eats the poison apple and she dies for a while. But she's not really dead. It's like that.
My mom's going to be dead? Snow White dies?
When they're little, you skip over the scary parts.
I'm really sorry.
It's okay. You don't have kids.
How would you know?
Rebecca, hi, it's Dr. Stevens again. I have your test results. I really need you to call me back. Thanks. Dr. Bailey, if I can't get hold of my patient, is it okay to give her test results to her friend?
No.
What if her friend is a really good friend of mine and he's changing his whole life for her because he thinks she's pregnant and she's not?
Stevens, you want to win yourself a Harper, Avery? You need to master the basics of privacy.
The chief needs to know who you've slept with by the end of the day. Be thorough. The chief needs to know who you've slept with by the end of the day. Be thorough. The chief needs to know who you slept with by the end of the day. Be thorough.
This is no one's business.
Ah, it's the chief's business, so it's my business. I'm the chief's intern.
See that?
Oh, the chief said you're the only person in the whole hospital who is exempt. Congratulations.
What do they mean by sexual relations?
Yes, they mean relations that are sexual in nature.
Yeah, I got that, but there are levels of intimacy.
Oh, the level. Well, they don't need to know the... They just want to know the highest level.
Okay, then. I won't need one of these.
Oh. Okay. Sure, I just don't know how to turn this back.
Freak.
I am not a... I am the chief's intern.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's not a real job.
Okay, I just need your phone by the end of the day. Now, let's see. What's going on in Seattle Grace today?
One of our former surgeons won the Harper Avery Award. Another is leading a clinical trial that will change the course of neurosurgery. And last but not least, one of our surgeons has screwed so many nurses that now everyone has to document their sexual histories. Walk tall, my friend. Walk tall.
You putting Rose on that form?
That's none of your business.
That's a no, which means she still hasn't let you sleep with her. What's she got, treasure up there?
It's because I don't have a penis, isn't it? I publish more. I do double the research. I deserve this more than Burke. It's a big men's club, and it's not fair.
Huh. I didn't even realize you were being considered.
I wasn't going to mention it until I won. Then I was going to be all nonchalant, like awards don't matter to me.
Mm.
It was going to be very impressive and humble. Now Burke's gone and ruined my whole act. Hey, you want to meet me at Joe's tonight? We can trash talk him.
Oh, I can't. I have this other thing. What? I do. I have this thing. Yeah.
Hey, can you talk to the nurses? I need someone to stand up to them. Tell them to call off the boycott. Tell them I'm a good guy.
Here's the problem. We don't think you are a good guy.
Dr. Torres thinks I'm a good guy. Don't you, Callie?
On call room. No.
Whoa! You think I'm a very good guy.
Little pinch.
What's the recovery period for brain surgery?
It varies, but usually at least 4 to 6 weeks.
Well, looks like you'll be stuck with me for 4 to 6 weeks.
Don't be an idiot, Todd. You deploy in 5 days, man.
That was before I knew you had a brain tumor.
No. Don't screw this up for yourself. You're a soldier. It's who you are. Besides, I'm probably not even gonna make it through surgery. Okay.
So. Cool. Then I'll be good to go in about 5 days. So why are we even having this argument?
Why did you call me?
How could I not? God, you're so paranoid.
Thank you. Mr. Covington.
Get out. Don't make me throw you out. What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong, sir. Nothing at all.
Thank you for the consult, Dr. Sloan. No.
I haven't said anything.
I'm not talking to the nurses for you.
You're dating my best friend. Helping me is one of your main duties as his girl.
No.
Come on, Rose. You're one of them. Tell him I'm a good guy. A guy who happens to be mind-blowingly good at sex.
Yeah, see, but that, all the talk about all the sex, not what I think of as good guy behavior.
You know what you are?
You're a tease. I hate women like you.
You string guys along acting like sex is some prize, this thing they have to earn, when really you're just afraid that once you give it up, he'll lose interest. Oh, and by the way, I am a good guy.
Time for a haircut, Darren. Mr. Covington, would you mind waiting outside? I get nervous when I'm being watched.
No problem.
Thanks.
Thanks.
You look like you could use a break.
Yeah. The not talking about the thing that everybody's thinking about gets a little exhausting. And my dad's not a bad guy. He's just a soldier. We're all soldiers.
Todd's down in the lobby.
He's such an idiot. He should just go. Put me out of his mind. And just...
Well, that's not so easy to do.
Well, it'd be better for everyone. Especially with Dr. Evett hanging around. Todd can't risk getting out. He'd lose everything he worked for.
It's crazy that you even have to worry about stuff like that.
Now, don't ask, don't tell. Yeah, I knew the deal when I signed on. You keep your personal life separate from your work life. Just never thought I'd meet my personal life at work.
I can still go get Todd.
No, I can't. My dad, I can't. I know what you're thinking. Brave soldier can't even step up to his own father.
I was thinking this is hard.
The gay part or the tumor part?
The whole part.
I need your form.
Lexi, I need you to fill out a form.
What's this?
Sex police.
Meredith, I'm going to need your form.
Don't ask, don't tell. George, forms are stupid.
Yeah, I'm still going to need it, though. Pen?
I think I'll take one of those after all.
What? Why? Oh. Do you want me to get Christina?
Derek is with Rose, and I'm okay. Derek is with Rose.
Get Christina. Get her phone.
You don't want to go near Christina right now. Is she crying? No. She's staring straight ahead, being super scary quiet. She's singing.
Oh. Still need your form?
Here, purple, enjoy. This isn't complete.
It's fine. Oh, right. Sorry.
He forgot he had sex with
me. I just collected
the He forgot he had sex with me.
You're so fine, and you're mine.
Stop singing.
Make me strong. Yeah, you make me bold. 'Cause you love the
You're gonna win
out.
The Harper Avery Award.
Yeah, your love.
Burke wouldn't have a career if it hadn't been for you. You saved him when he had his tremor. The Harper Avery board may not know it, but he does.
Like a virgin. Hey! Touched for the very first time.
I'm in therapy. Because he's with Rose, I'm way more screwed up than you are.
Thank you. That makes me feel a little better.
You're welcome.
Chief, Adele, is it true you have every member of the hospital filling out this form, listing off their personal and sexual relations?
That's right. We are taking this very seriously.
But I'm exempt from this. Me. Just me. I'm not even asked if I need to fill out a form.
Bailey, I don't even want to see you holding the form.
Okay, then. What you don't know about women.
What?
Tyler will be taking everyone's temperature. Because of Mrs. Marshall's immune system, anyone over 100 degrees is not scrubbing it.
100.4.
Sorry, Karev.
Oh, come on, I'm fine.
No, apparently you're not. I am not putting Mrs. Marshall at risk.
Paige Yang, she's scrubbing in.
You go get Mrs. Marshall's family. You're on babysitting duty the rest of the day.
We can take a moment.
No.
Are you sure?
No. Let's just go.
We have to be in total sync for the virus to have maximum infiltration. Okay? Ready? Go. Easy, slow down. Easy, slow down, slow down, slow down. Look at me. Look at me. Don't look at the machine. Look at me. Virus is in. We're standing on the moon, Dr. Graham.
Donor heart's on its way. Can't imagine how you must feel about Burke's award. You actually helped him with all that research. He didn't even mention you in the article. Well, I guess it's no surprise his arrogance is legendary. Thought we finally had some common ground. Good for you. Refusing to trash him. Rising above. That's very impressive. Mature.
I'd love it if you knew how bitter I am.
Well, I am not going to give him that satisfaction. I am going to follow your example, Ian. Congratulations, Preston. I wish you well.
I just wanted to drop off the form myself to answer any questions you might have.
Questions about what? There are interns listed on this form.
Mm. I require the energy of youth. Dr. Shepherd was just a moment of weakness for both of us.
Dr. Sloan?
Oh, there was many moments in on-call rooms, very hot.
Steamy.
I'm surprised you haven't listed me.
You're not my type.
Okay, all right, Dr. Bailey, I get the joke.
See,
okay,
this is a joke to you. I am a single woman. I've been a single woman for some time now. But the very idea that I could have a sexual encounter, a consensual sexual encounter, is a joke to you?
Dr. Bailey, I never...
So much so that you would single me out of this entire hospital as the one person who couldn't interest a member of the opposite sex. It's just...
It's harassment.
Oh, Adele.
Just shame on you, sir. Just shame on you. I made it all up, Wayne.
Liquids for your fever. Drink this.
I'm fine.
You can't keep working at Joe's. You're sick. You're run down.
I'm fine.
It's getting in the way of your career, Alex. You're taking on too much. You and Rebecca need to talk, okay? She can't just move up here. You guys need to slow down and just...
What's your problem? You can't pass a baby on the street without stopping. The only freaking baby in the world you're not happy about is mine.
It's not that I'm not happy for you, it's just...
What?
Nothing.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You can run, but you can't hide.
What? No. I wasn't... I was just...
So, are we on for tonight, or what?
I don't know. I mean, I told you I have this other thing.
I don't, make friends easily. I'm awkward and... I'm bad at small talk, and I generally don't like people I don't know, but I made friends with you, and now you have this thing, and that thing is Sloan.
Are you mad that I'm sleeping with Mark Sloan?
I'm not mad that you're sleeping with Sloan. I'm mad that you didn't tell me that you're sleeping with Sloan. I'm mad at you. Because instead of telling me and admitting that you're one of those girls who goes all poofy when she gets a boyfriend, you disappear. With your thing. Mark Sloan. I don't make friends easily.
We were able to saturate the tumor. We'll do an MRI in the morning and see if the tumor is shrunk.
But you're optimistic.
Cautiously optimistic.
That was great. Totally in sync with one person.
Yeah, it was great. You did great.
Thanks. Obviously, his intracranial pressure is going to need to be monitored overnight, so mm-hmm. You just tell me the parameters.
I'll stay. Maybe we can... We can stay together.
How'd it go?
Great. It went really... Really well. Dr. Gray had one of the, one of the injections.
I was heading home and I didn't know if you were...
Yeah, right. I need to stay here tonight.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay.
Rose, wait.
What?
I can page you if there's any problems.
I'll stay. If you want me to stay, I'll stay.
No, you should go be with Rose.
Are you coming?
I'm just not in the mood.
What? You're always in the mood.
I know. But I'm just... Well, my surgeries got canceled today. You want to go grab a cup of coffee? Talk?
You're useless.
The donor heart just arrived. I'll take you all down.
I think something's wrong. She's having trouble breathing.
Decreased breath sounds on the right side. I think her lung is dropped.
Paige, hon.
Right away, Dr. Kraft.
She's not moving. What are you doing? You can't go in there. You can't break the isolation barrier.
Mr. Marshall, you need to get your kids out of here.
Is she dying?
Mr. Marshall, your kids.
Don't let her die, please.
Okay, Jesse, Zoe, this is the scary part, so I need you guys to turn around. Come on, just turn around. I know what I'm doing. I'll tell you when it's over. Okay, Zoe, Jesse, it's okay. You can look at your mommy now.
Mommy's okay. Oh, God.
It's okay.
Here are the rest of the forms, sir. Alphabetized and broken down by department.
See that, Adele? Didn't have to lift a finger. I'm delegating.
Well, I've seen some progress today.
Well, thank you.
Dr. Weber, may I have a word with you privately?
I'll be right outside.
I gave up a major surgery today, and all my friends think I'm a brown-nosing perv. But it was worth it because I thought that you saw me, but all due respect, you're using me to get back together with your wife.
O'Malley.
I don't know if it's possible to quit a thing that isn't even a real thing, but I do. I quit.
O'Malley, wait. Truth is, I do see you, O'Malley. I see how hard you work. The chief's intern is not a real job, but I'd like it to be.
Let's give him acetaminophen, add 500 of vancomycin, and blood and urine cultures also.
You want to take a break? I'll sit with him.
No, I'm okay.
I know my being here makes you feel uncomfortable, but I was trained not to leave a man when he's down. Our man is down.
Todd.
We both love him.
Todd.
No. All I want to know is how he's doing. Oh, God.
Dr. Karev saved your life, but the chance that you were exposed to infection is too great.
Can she get another heart?
You'll be at the top of the list.
But I'm going to have to stay in isolation, right?
Dr. Karev?
Since the barrier was already breached once today, we don't think a few minutes with your family would be such a bad idea. As long as they scrub in and take the necessary precautions.
So I can see my kids. They can come in here with me.
I'll go get them scrubbed in right now. Guys, let's get scrubbed in so we can see my home.
Medic.
Yes, I should know better.
Where are you coming?
To an on-call room.
Now, I'm going to save you. Do you want to be saved, or don't you?
Spinal Tap showed encephalitis. The virus reverted. No way we could have predicted this.
I shouldn't have said I could handle it. I shouldn't have let you go.
No, you did everything right. You did what I would have done. On my way here, I stopped, and I got this. For when we get it right. Because we will. We will succeed. Then we will save someone. Then when we do, we're going to open this bottle of champagne. And we're going to drink to Philip Robinson and Darren Covington. And all the other patients who helped us change the face of medicine. And we're going to celebrate. We're going to use this as our victory dance. Meredith, we will. We're going to open this bottle of champagne.
Going through all the forms, I noticed you didn't turn yours in.
No, no, sir.
Oh, I need you to. The hospital is still liable, even though Dr. Burke isn't here.
There. My sexual relationship, Preston Burke, on paper. Satisfied?
I know this is difficult for
you. It's not difficult, sir. It is simple. Burke is not here. He's gone. And he's the better for it. He's winning the Harper Avery Award and being celebrated all over the world. That is not difficult. He's out there. And I'm here. Where everything is the same. I still live in his apartment. I walk the same halls of this hospital. I wear the same scrubs. Even that is not difficult. This is where I am. This is where I choose to be. But, sir, when his hand was shaking, I performed his surgeries. I kept his secrets. I nursed his pride. You know it, and I know it, and he knows it. He knows it. And yet nowhere in that newspaper article does my name appear. I am the unseen hand to his brilliance. Excuse me. And yet, while everything is the same, it's very, very different. Now I'm lucky if I get to hold a clamp. Han treats me like... I was his hand. And now I'm a ghost. That's not difficult. It's unbearable. I know everybody is proud of him, but I'm not. And I do not wish him well.
This boycott has gone on long enough. Now, okay, I have no authority here, but I would like to offer my thoughts on Dr. Sloan.
You're doing great.
This man is a whore. Has always been a whore. Will probably always be a whore. But, I mean, that's not a secret.
He's not keeping it hidden. You all knew who he was before you got involved with him. And now you want to be all, woe is me, he doesn't call me back, he's dating other women. He's nasty. And that's not just you. He's sleeping with other doctors and orderlies and cafeteria workers. But he's a doctor here, and a pretty good one. So let us all close our knees and get back to our job so he can get back to his job and help the people that really need it. Disperse.
Oh, my God. Hi. My baby.
I heard you did great.
Alex, you think I'm scum. You think I can't do this. But it's my kid, Izzy. My kid. And what you think doesn't matter.
I want him to have a military burial.
It was a good day.
Heading home. Heading home early.
Maybe you have changed.
It's a nice blouse.
The way you're looking at me now, Richard, that's harassment. Maybe even a great day.
Night.
Did you ever get in touch with that patient?
No.
Did you tell a friend?
No. Even though it killed me, I didn't tell her.
You're growing, Stephen.
Yeah, I wish it would stop.
My husband is out on a date.
Right now?
On a date. I was a good doctor. Even when it was hard. I was the me in my head.
I just called three of my ex-boyfriends to find out how unforgettable I am. I left messages. I'm sure they'll call me back.
So you made a mistake and you slept with Alex.
No one has made more mistakes, or slept with more inappropriate people, or been more publicly humiliated than me. Let me be an inspiration. Look at me. I am the chief's intern. I am the man at the right hand. Of the man that we.
Okay, I've been avoiding you. And I know it's stupid and based on nothing, but when she was here, Addison said, well, she implied that that
You and I might be able to.
There was a moment when I thought, I can't do this.
Well, I'm glad some things haven't changed.
I can't do this alone.
The most refined, professional, ladylike doctor in this hospital came to my defense tonight. Best she could come up with was, he's a whore. I'm a whore.
I slept with her. The whole time I was thinking about Meredith. Who's the bigger whore?
But I closed my eyes and imagined myself doing it. And I did. I blocked out the fear. And I did it.
It was a really good day.
Look, I'm just going to say this because your insurance only covers 20 sessions. And I feel we should get right to the point. That was a load of crap. It was not a good day. Your patient died alone, unable to tell the love of his life how he felt.
Yeah, but he did it for his boyfriend. I mean, I actually think it was kind of heroic.
It's a load of crap.
Stop saying that.
Look, let me draw the parallels for you. The tragic patient dies alone while the love of his life is literally in the next room. That's you.
What are you talking about? I'm not dying alone.
Oh, but I think you are. And you're telling yourself you're a hero when in reality all you are is alone.
That is a load of crap.
He's with Rose.
You know what? I'm not going to do this.
He's with Rose.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because if you can't see what's wrong with that sentence, he's with Rose, we're never going to get anywhere. He's with Rose.
Okay, so he's with Rose. So what?
And if he's with Rose, that means he's not with you. And do you know why he's not with you? You're scared.
Are you calling me a coward?
I think you're very frightened, Dr. Gray.
Are you calling me a coward?
What do you think?